Now, I'm going to tell you a couple of stories that your daddy used to think was the very best stories when he was a little boy. He used to say, Mommy, please tell me this story. Please tell me about Little Black Sambo. The lady that wrote Little Black Sambo was named Helen Bannerman. Once upon a time, there was a little black boy, and his name was Little Black Sambo, and his mother was called Black Mumbo, and his father was called Black Jumbo, and Black Mumbo made him a beautiful little red coat and a pair of beautiful little blue trousers. Trousers are pants. And Black Jumbo went to the bazaar and bought him a beautiful green umbrella and a lovely little pair of purple shoes with crimson soles and crimson linings. And wasn't Little Black Sambo grand? So he put on all his fine clothes and went out for a walk in the jungle. And by, he met a tiger. And the tiger said to him, Little Black Sambo, I'm going to eat you up. And Little Black Sambo said, Oh, please, Mr. Tiger, eat me up, and I'll give you my beautiful little red coat. So the tiger said, Very well, I won't eat you this time, but you must give me your beautiful little red coat. So the tiger put on poor Little Black Sambo's beautiful little red coat and went away, saying, Now I'm the grandest tiger in the jungle. And Little Black Sambo went on, and by he met another tiger, and it said to him, Little Black Sambo, I'm going to eat you up. And Little Black Sambo said, Oh, please, Mr. Tiger, don't eat me up, and I'll give you my beautiful little blue trousers. So the tiger said, Very well, I won't eat you this time, but you must give me your beautiful little blue trousers. So the tiger took poor Little Black Sambo's beautiful little blue trousers and went away saying, Now I'm the grandest tiger in the jungle. And Little Black Sambo went on, and by he met another tiger, and it said to him, Little Black Sambo, I'm going to eat you up. And Little Black Sambo said, Oh, please, Mr. Tiger, don't eat me up. I'll give you my beautiful little purple shoes with crimson soles and crimson linings. But the tiger said, What use would your shoes be to me? I've got 4 feet, and you've only got 2. You haven't got enough shoes for me. But Little Black Sambo said, You could wear them on your ears. So I could, said the tiger. That's a very good idea. Give them to me, and I won't eat you up this time. So the tiger got poor Little Black Sambo's beautiful little purple shoes with crimson soles and crimson linings and went away saying, Now I'm the grandest tiger in the jungle. And by Little Black Sambo met another tiger, and it said to him, Little Black Sambo, I'm going to eat you up. And Little Black Sambo said, Oh, please, Mr. Tiger, don't eat me up. I'll give you my beautiful green umbrella. But the tiger said, How can I carry an umbrella when I need all my paws for walking with? You could tie a knot in your tail and carry it that way, said Little Black Sambo. So I could, said the tiger. Give it to me, and I won't eat you this time. So he got poor Little Black Sambo's beautiful green umbrella and went away saying, Now I'm the grandest tiger in the jungle. And poor Little Black Sambo went away crying because the cruel tigers had taken all his fine clothes. presently he heard a horrible noise that sounded like a grrrr, and it got louder and louder. "Oh, dear," said Little Black Sambo, "there are all the tigers coming back to eat me up. What shall I do?" So he ran quickly to a palm tree and peeped around to see what the matter was. And there he saw all the tigers fighting and disputing which of them was the grandest. And at last they all got so angry that they jumped up and took off all the flying clothes and began to tear each other with their claws and bite each other with their great big white teeth. And then they come rolling and tumbling right to the foot of the very tree where Little Black Sambo was hiding. But he jumped quickly behind the umbrella, and the tigers all caught hold of each other's tails as they wrangled and scrambled, and so they found themselves in a ring around the tree. Then when the tigers were very wee and very far away, Little Black Sambo jumped up and called out, "Oh, tigers, why have you taken off all your nice clothes? Don't you want them any more?" But the tigers only answered, "Arr!" So Little Black Sambo put on all his fine clothes again and walked off. And the tigers were very, very angry, but they still would not let go of each other's tails. And they were so angry that they ran around the tree trying to eat each other up. And they ran faster and faster till they were whirling so fast that you couldn't see their legs at all. And they still ran faster and faster and faster till they all just melted away and there was nothing left but a great big pool of melted butter around the foot of the tree. Now Black Jumbo was coming home from his work with a great big brass pot in his arms, and when he saw what was left of all the tigers, he said, "Oh, what lovely melted butter. I'll take that home to Black Mumble for her to cook with." So he put it all into the great big brass pot and took it home to Black Mumble to cook with. When Black Mumble saw the melted butter, wasn't she pleased? "Now," said she, "we'll all have pancakes for supper." So she got the flour and the eggs and the milk, sugar and butter, and she made a huge big plate of the most lovely pancakes, and she fried them in melted butter, which the tigers had made. And they were just as yellow and brown as little tigers. And then they all sat down to supper, and Black Mumble ate 27 pancakes. And Black Jumbo ate 55, but Little Black Sambo ate 169 because he was so hungry. Did you like that story? Your daddy thought that was a real good story.